Hallelujah.
How's everybody tonight? How you blessed and highly favored. Confession brings possession. Everyone turn to your neighbor and say, confession brings possession. You don't speak it, you don't get it. What you speak is what you eat, and what you eat is what you become. Oh, snap. How many of y'all love the presence of the Lord? I'm glad there's two of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Settle down there, Paula. Oh, glory. Aren't you glad we're not religious? Revelation 12:7. And war broke out in heaven. Hello, say it again. And war broke out in heaven. In other words, war broke out in an unseen realm. You can't see it. So many people think that heaven's above us. It's everywhere. It's just another reality in another dimension. Somebody understand that? If you didn't, you know now. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought. Who's the dragon? Satan, Lucifer. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Hello. See, we have a spiritual fight going on, and you've been in a battle ever since you've been born. The conflict of war does not stop because you were born. It continues. There is chemical warfare. There's emotional warfare. There's warfare, not only in the spirit realm, but it manifests in the physical realm. In other words, the influence of the demonic forces are causing mankind to kill one another. Addiction is a warfare. It's a lust living under satanic torment, L-U-S-T. And that's why, you know, you and I are battling every single day. We are hard-pressed. The war doesn't stop. They may say peace, peace, but there ain't no peace until the King of Peace comes. He is the Prince of Peace until he steps his foot on this earth. And he's not stepping his foot on this earth right away. He's going to first take the bride out of here. I said the bride, not the body. There's a difference between the bride and the body. But beforehand, he's going to glorify the body. He's going to glorify his body like it's never been glorified before it's removed. The world will see the body of Christ as Jesus personally here, because they will all represent the name above all names, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. So we are, ever since we've been born into this realm, you and I have been programmed. I call it the Fed programming. Now, the Fed programming is not the government program, even though it's a part of it. But its feelings, Fed, F, feelings, emotions, and desire. Feelings are reactions to emotions. Emotions are reactions to desire. and desire our reactions to the unseen influence. And until we get it through our peanut brains, that influence, your thoughts are not your thoughts, that those are just influences of the unseen realm, spirit speaking to you, your flesh speaking to you, your memory speaking to you. But it's our responsibility to discern, even though it's the same voice, what is of God and what is not of God. That's our responsibility. That's why people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because they don't know how to discern. They accept everything they hear, they accept everything they feel, and they believe that all their desires are theirs. Anybody ever buy a car because it felt good? I just feel that this is right. Never feel it's right. There's a knower within you that knows what's right and what's wrong. You go by your feelings, you're dangerous to yourself and others. Turn to 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in what? Health, just as your soul prospers. Now, your soul is your mind, your emotions, your will, your desires, your imaginations. Amen? So he says you're going to prosper only if your soul prospers. That means it must grow. Amen? Mature. Know the truth. Because watch what he says. For I rejoiced greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Why? Satan's greatest weapon is what? Deception, and his power is fear. So we prosper in all things as our soul prospers, grows and matures and walks in truth. The problem is people are still being led by how they feel, what their desires are. They're not monitoring these influences. 2 Corinthians 4. Hallelujah. See, we need to get deprogrammed because you and I have been programmed our whole life. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1. Let's speak it. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, do not what? Lose heart. How do people lose heart? They can become discouraged. Is discouragement an emotion? Yes. It's oppression, isn't it? Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, which is the message of truth, it is veiled to those who are what? They're perishing. Whose minds or thoughts, hello, the god of this age, who is Satan, Lucifer, and all of his demonic forces, has blinded, so they can't receive it. Who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel or glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in the hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Powerful. Truth is the gospel is a message of truth. The god of this age is Satan and his kingdom. He is the ruler of this age. He blinds and clouds the minds and the thoughts of individuals from truth, so their soul will not progress. It will not grow. It will not mature. What he does is continue to keep an individual in the programming process controlled by Satan's kingdom. We need to be deprogrammed when we get born again. Hello? Now, how does he do it? He blinds and clouds the minds of those from the truth by the programming individuals according to their agenda of deception. You know, one of the things that's probably the worst thing that can happen in an individual is emotional trauma. Emotional trauma. It messes up an individual if you let it. You know, people lose loved ones, this, that, whatever. Something happens, discouragement, betrayal, offense, rejection. All of these things that can become an emotional trauma. That's what the enemy tries to do. Why? Because he wants to program us to be led by how we feel, to alter our desires, and to be led by our emotions. Remember, feelings are reactions to emotions. Emotions are reactions to desires. And desires are reactions to the unseen influence. Do you ever ask yourself, where did that desire come from? If you didn't, maybe you should. Matthew 7. You know, Paul said something very powerful. He said, I do the things I don't want to do, but the things I want to do, that I do. But he realized that there was another, something else dwelling within him called his flesh that he battles with. You and I battle with the flesh every day. Matthew 7:13. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who what? There are few who find it. That's incredible. Narrow and difficult is the pathway that leads to eternal life because of the continuous attacks. So many people don't realize they believe they're overcoming, but they're not. Because if the soul's not growing, you're not growing. You know, the Bible says something very profound, and it must be interpreted correctly. It says, the letter kills, and the spirit brings life. Now, you got to understand this. Because the Spirit brings life, what empowers us. But if you cannot be led by the Spirit of God and be led by the Word of God, it will turn on you. That's where the letter kills. That's where religion is a killer. In fact, the word religion means bondage. There are people that read their Bible. I've ran into many people. Man, I've read the Bible over and over. I can memorize it. Well, then why are you still an idiot? No presence. All letter. That's what religion does to people. They sing a couple songs and never break through. They never cross over. That's how the enemy wants to keep us. Why? Because then he can keep you programmed. We must get deprogrammed and make the presence of God your most important thing in your life. Hello. Psalm 38, verse 9. Lord, all my desire is before you, and my sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pants, my strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it also has gone from me. My loved ones and my friends stand aloof from my plague, and my relatives stand afar off. Those also who seek my life lay what? Snares for me. Those who seek my hurt speak of destruction and plan deception all the day long. What's he saying? I'm being attacked all day. The enemy's trying to snare me all day long. But I, like a deaf man, don't hear. I am like a mute who does not open his mouth. Thus, I am like a man who does not hear and in whose mouth is no response. So he's not responding to those things. Does everybody get it? It's sorrows. Hallelujah. That's oppression. But he realized that the snares are constant. In Acts chapter 10. He wants to break loose of this Fed programming. You know, that's what's happening right now, if anybody understands it. The world has been programmed, this country has been programmed under deception. And bit by bit, it's been peeling back where the truth is exposing the deception. And it's hard for people to realize that they've been deceived and lied to. No, the government wouldn't do that. Hallelujah. Acts 10:38. So that's what the Great Awakening is. The Great Awakening is to realize that you've been programmed. And you need to be deprogrammed. But you must go through the process of deprogramming, or you'll stay bound. And one of the areas of deprogramming is changing the way you think. Changing the way you speak. Worship. It's amazing how many people are still call themselves believers and don't like God's presence. Well, I don't worship. I just read my Bible. Like I said, you're an idiot. It's real simple. The word, the letter kills, the spirit brings life. Jesus never did anything until the anointing came upon him. And he was the word that became flesh. He didn't cast out devils. He didn't do nothing. He went in the city and the guy got 12 years old and started sharing with them. That was it. And mom came out and pulled him by the ear. Said, come hither. It's not time yet. But it wasn't until the Spirit of the Lord came upon him where the dove came down, because there was a reality to all the rest of them, when John baptized him in water. After that, he went into the what? Wilderness to be tempted, to kick butt on the devil. Why? The word was empowered. Now he became the sword of the Spirit. You can't be a sword without the Spirit. It ain't going to work. You'll be nothing but a flesh head. You'll be living out of your mind instead of out of the Spirit. And there's a difference. You can't beat the devil out of your mind. He'll beat you every time. Acts 10, verse 38, please. Hallelujah. Let's speak it. Now, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were what? Oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Is addiction oppression? Yes. Any kind of addiction. I'm not talking about just drugs. Anything that you're addicted to. Now, I'm addicted to the presence of God, but the presence of God is freedom. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. That's a good addiction. You want to get addicted, at least get addicted to the presence of God. Psalm 64. Doesn't mean we're perfect. We all fall short of the glory of God. We all make mistakes. We may look good sometimes, but our righteousness is nothing but filthy rags. Thank God for repentance. Thank God he puts up with us for mercies. He forgives us. He loves us unconditionally. We have a hard time receiving that anyways, because we've been programmed in this reality. And we need to break loose of this matrix. Psalm 64, verse 1. Hear my voice, O God, in my meditation. Meditation represents focus. Preserve my life from fear. From what? Fear is fear and emotion of the enemy. Hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity, who sharpen their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the blameless, and suddenly they shoot at him and do not fear. They encourage themselves in an evil manner. They talk of laying snares secretly. They say, who will see them? They devise iniquities. We have perfected a shrewd scheme. Both the inward thought and the heart of man are deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they shall be wounded. So he will make them stumble over their own tongue. All who see them shall flee away. All men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. That is such a powerful reality psalm. Because what it does, it brings the truth of what's happening. See, you may not see what's going on behind closed doors or behind the veil, but they're speaking against you. They're releasing their waves of destruction, setting snares, and it doesn't stop. It's continuously. Why? They don't want you to be free from their programming. Some people will never come out of the programming. They'll stay programmed all the way. But some people awaken and come out of it and realize they've been lied to. In fact, that's what you're seeing happening all over the world. The majority of the world has awakened. That's what the glorious thing is about. The majority of the world realize they've been programmed. And now they're coming out of it. Religion is a bunch of programming. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and what? Doctrines of demons, snares, corruptible seeds, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Doctrines of demons. Doctrines. These doctrines of demons are doctrines of programming. They're trying to keep people in a bondage. It's called fed programming. Feeling, emotion, and desire. They want to control you by it. Doctrines of program. How about in schools? There's no more. The education has ceased. It's indoctrination now. The things are going to change. Look at the music and how it programs people. Well, Lucifer is a praise and worship leader. Was. Artificial intelligence. Look at the news and how they lie and they're being. People are being programmed. Me and a friend of mine, we were in Lowe's and. Well, he works there, and another guy that works there came up, and man, we started talking, just saying hello, and he just said something about Trump. He said, man, I just really don't like Trump. Boy, he got red-pilled. Both of us attacked him. Boom, 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 boom. He was like in a ring getting hit by both of us. After that, he couldn't realize how he'd been lied to. He received everything that was said. He was so blown away. He said, I can't believe that. Really? 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 I've never heard this. Because you're watching the lying news. You're not watching the truth. And it's a shame that pastors aren't telling their people what the truth is. We should be told all of this. It's not a secret. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. So you got schools, you got the media, you got all of this. How about the music? All of these things are causing people to stay in a programming process of the feds. Ephesians 6. When somebody says, I'm fed up, what do you think? They're programmed. They're trying to get out of it. Ephesians 6:10, please. Finally, my brethren, be what? Strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil or the trickery. Why? Because they're trying to keep you programmed. They do not want you to be free. For we do not wrestle against what? Flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places, in unseen places. So you're not battling something you see, you're battling something you don't see. But you hear. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore girding, having girding your waist with the truth, so your pants don't fall. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the gospel, the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, I love this one, taking the shield of faith, with which you are able to quench all fiery darts of the wicked one. Those fiery darts are called voices. Does everybody get it? So it says taking the shield of faith. So if you don't stir yourself up, you must make sure that the shield of faith is activated to quench these fiery darts. You turn on that shield of faith. You must stir yourself up. The Bible says pray in tongues to stir up your most holy faith. Hello. It's a part of the armor of God. Verse 17, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, or what? In tongues. Hello. Being watchful to the end. With all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So powerful. What are fiery darts? Voice of the stranger. They come from the unseen realm. 2 Corinthians 11:13. It says here, for such are what? False apostles, deceiving workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. People do not, they can't get it. This is a spiritual fight. And these are shapeshifters. They can shift and change into anything they want. He was known as a serpent, wasn't he? He was known as an angel of light. He was known as all, people got all kinds of names for him. He was known as beautiful, then he was known as ugly. He's known as wicked. Wicked doesn't have a smiley face. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into what? Ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. In other words, they're deceiving people. They pretend that they're righteous, but they're really not. But if you're not walking in the Spirit, you will not be able to discern. False religions. Belief systems, deceptive belief systems, keep people in bondage. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of goofy religions out there. There really is. But there's only one that sets people free. There's only one belief. I don't want to say religion. And the Bible says if you believe, that means to follow. Don't tell me you're a believer if you don't follow. 1 Corinthians 2, in verse 9. But as it is written, the eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his what? Spirit. So you need to get the Spirit to get revelation. It just doesn't come. You got to dig for it. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the what? Deep things of God. For what man knows the things of man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. This is how people stay programmed. Now we've received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the not which the man's wisdom teaches, but what the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man, I said the natural man, the carnal man, the physical man, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. Oh, please get this. Why? To be in the flesh, you can't get it. For they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Deep things of God. That when deep things of God brings breakthrough revelations. Deep things of God bring breakthrough revelations. That's why whereas we're worshiping, we're actually crossing over. We're crossing that bridge into the other side. And we're being cut loose from the entanglements and affairs of this world. There's a whole different way of thinking. There's a whole different way of sensing. There's everything is different when you cross over. That's what you seek to do every time you worship. Cross over. Cross over. Cross over. And when you don't cross over, you know it. And sometimes your mind is preventing you from crossing over because the influence of the voices that are still entangling us prevent us from crossing over. And then there's not breakthrough revelation. Why? Because revelation does what? It restrains the flesh. And it also restrains the enemy. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life or lust of self is not of the Father, but is of the world. Lust, living under satanic torment. And the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Little children, it is the last hour, and you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us, for if they had been of us, they would have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. That means walking in the Spirit, walking in the anointing. You will know. You will not be deceived. 2 Corinthians 3:12, please. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech, unlike Moses who put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away. But their minds were blinded, for until this day that same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament because the veil is taken away in Christ or in the anointing. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart so they can't receive. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, that veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty or freedom. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in the mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed in the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what? Freedom. James 1. James chapter 1. James 1:12. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, and curses the man who doesn't. Thank God for repentance. For when he has been approved, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his what? Wait a minute, his own desires and enticed. That means desires come from what? Influence of the unseen. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and precious gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation of turning. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Temptation, influence, emotional influence, desires. Remember, you've got fed program. Feeling, emotion, desire. Amen? Feeling, emotion, desire. Mark 8:34. It says, when Jesus had called the disciples to himself, people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel will save it. For what would a profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Denying ourselves. Philippians chapter 3, verse 7. See, total freedom program is the deprogramming process. So you can get deprogrammed from the feds because you got fed up. He said, I need to get deprogrammed, man. We are not a programming process. We're a deprogramming process. Philippians 3:7, is everybody there? Praise God. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted lost for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him, and the powers of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I what? Press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me. Brethren, I don't count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind, and if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, and let us be of the same mind or same thoughts. Well, forgetting the past, moving on. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your responsibility or your service. Do not be what? Conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind or your thoughts, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 14, verse 16. Therefore, do not let your good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. There's your emotions. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace and things by which one may edify another. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for a man who eats with offense. It is good neither to eat meat nor drink wine nor do anything by which your brother stumbles or if offended or is made weak. Do you have faith? Have it toward yourself before God. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves. But he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith. For whatever is not from faith is sin. Wow. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Amen. We need to be deprogrammed and maintain a deprogramming process. That's why we got to stir ourselves up, continue to keep our minds clean. Stay connected. Stay assembled. Don't fall short. Be a worshiper. Even the word says the Father seeks those who worship him in truth and spirit. You want God to search you out? Search him out. And then you draw near to him, he'll draw near to you. And don't give up. Just because God's not doing what you asked him to do yet, don't give up. He will. In his time, he just wants to kill you some more. You know, and he loves that wonderful game called hide and seek. Praise God. Everybody all right? Let's get deprogrammed from the Fed programming. The world is under deprogramming right now. It's awesome. Hallelujah. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for the deprogramming process, loosing us from all feelings, emotion, and desires that are corrupt. Turning things over to righteousness and peace and joy so that your name will be glorified in everything we do. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.